Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. Yeah, it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
Hi, Uri. It's Nicole Whitney calling News for the Soul. Welcome to News for the Soul, Robert Allen.
Thank you, Nicole. It's great to be here with you tonight.
Why are you here? We're talking to Carolyn Mace about Sacred Contracts, one of her many best-selling books. Welcome to the show, Greg Braden.
Well, good evening, Nicole. It's certainly a pleasure to hear your voice and a pleasure to be here tonight.
Welcome to the show, Stuart Wild.
Thank you very much.
John Kehoe, welcome to News for the Soul.
Hey, how are you?
Next up, Dr. David Morehouse.
I'm so glad that you called me because you are doing such an important task, important work, because you are spreading a very positive message.
I was really moved by last week's show because we made a commitment to a worldwide event to try to change consciousness.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
Okay, we're back. We're still live. Lots of shows in store for you right now. It's Sparkles of Love with Anna Larai. Love that name. Let's see if we've got her on the board. And if so, bring her on to reintroduce herself, her show, which is fairly new still. What's up for today? Anna Larai, welcome back.
Thank you, Nicole. Hi, everybody. I'm happy to be here. My name is Anna Larai, and I am a universal direct source channel, and I'm going to be your guide and host for the next hour. And today, what I want to talk to you about, I want to share information with you about the new Earth consciousness, the being that is going to be replacing Mother Gaia, the beings that are going to eventually be replacing Mother Gaia. So, and I'm happy if you want to write in with questions about that. I think Nicole will take a look at them. But there's lots of information and lots of energy around this. So I hope you find it interesting. So most of us know that there have been many groups and many of us individuals for years and years working on the Great Awakening or Ascension or the New Earth, whichever labels you want to use. And I've been working more than 10 years with a group called the Alchemy Collective Consciousness. And we do free global meditations on Tuesdays. They're broadcast around the world. They're on our website for free. And we work together with this group of beings called the Alchemy Collective Consciousness, or the Alchemy for short, and to raise the vibration on planet Earth. And they say, to prepare at the time of transition for our planet and the people. And their primary purpose is to prepare the Earth and Gaia for the awakening or the vibrational shift. And the secondary purpose is to support those individuals who participate in the co-creations with lots of high vibrations and infusions of love and light, information, gifts, guides, etc. So over these last 10 years that I have worked with them, it's been fascinating. It's really changed my life. But we've been working, as I know many groups have, towards the new Earth, you know, whatever that means to everybody. But back in late 2021, we have generally two gatherings per year. So spiritual retreats, where we get together for a week and do meditation and channeling and have lots of fun. And so we were here on Vancouver Island in the fall of 2021, and we were doing the energies build over the 5 days. And we were doing all kinds of different things, and they don't usually talk about what they're doing at the time. But what happened near the end of the gathering is, in one of our sessions, we brought down the 5D energy, okay, the energies of the new Earth that have been in the fifth dimensional space for a long time, and they brought it down into the womb of Mother Gaia here. deep into the heart of the planet. And when that happened, we were all asked to keep it confidential, not to share it. There was no sort of timeline given or anything like that, but we were really excited because, wow, you know, here is this energy that we've been all been trying to birth, this five-dimensional or higher energy that was now moving from the higher dimensions into the physical realm of the Earth. And so when all of that happened, Mother Gaia came forward and talked to us and shared that her time as the holder of the consciousness for Earth was ending. And I can tell you from my standpoint and from everyone there, that was shocking. I had never heard anybody say this. I had never thought of Mother Gaia leaving. I was shocked. And but the more she spoke, the more it made sense. And what she shared is she too, because she is an energetic soul, she's a soul, she too would be ascending, moving on to new adventures, to growth and opportunities. So when we think of the awakening or the ascension, it was for the planet, but also for the consciousness, Mother Gaia, who holds the energy of the planet, and for humanity. And she wanted people not to be sad about this, you know, because some people started to cry and all of that, because she's really excited. You know, she has done this for a long time in what we call time, but she's really excited for this change. And what she shared with us is that a new consciousness would be taking over the Earth for her awakening. And what eventually came out, not at that time, but that there would be a new consciousness come forward. And eventually we found out much later that it's going to be a new consciousness plus a council of 12. And when you think about it, we're moving into levels of higher dimensions and into unity consciousness. So it makes sense that the energy of the planet, the consciousness of planet Earth, is held by a collective, by a group, rather than a single being. And when you think about the new Earth and all that we want to happen and the changes, it makes sense when you take the emotion out of the fact that Mother Gaia is leaving, that a new consciousness would come forward for this huge shift and change. So I hadn't seen it coming. I'd never heard anybody talk about it. So that was kind of, you know, a big surprise. So she started using the analogy of birth, and because that, she said, was a sort of a description that people could understand, that moving the 5D Earth energy and consciousness, the consciousness of for the new Earth, into her womb represented the pregnancy stage of development, okay? And at that time, there was no planned delivery date, as much really depended on humanity and the vibrations of Earth, right? But what was really cool is that on that day, we got that chance to connect with this little baby in her womb. And it was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. So that was in the fall of 2021. And so we shared this information with no one back then. But it was so hopeful because so many of us have been wanting and waiting for some sort of shift. And this was a clear indication of a big shift. And I myself, though the guides hadn't shared any of it, I really felt that it was at least 3 to 5 years out, right? That she would be in gestation in the pregnancy stage that long, getting used to the energies and all of that stuff. So I had no plan. I had no expectation, but I figured it would be a few years. So the following April, we had our next gathering of a week together. And we had, during that gathering, it was in April 2022. It was here on Vancouver Island again. We had different opportunities to connect with the baby. She was still in the womb, but we got to welcome her and introduce ourselves, and we got to share about our favorite places on Earth, and we got to express in visuals some of the things that we had hoped for the new Earth. And I know that each of us, each of those experiences was really deeply profound, but it was giving her, the new consciousness, more insight to the earth of now. And we found out at one point in time that it had been a long, 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 long time since she had incarnated on earth. Okay, so she had been here at the time of the first incarnation, in this cycle of earth, but she hadn't had a recent incarnation. Okay. So each day at the gathering, as I had mentioned before, the energies continue to build on the previous day. And as we do more of the work and the vibrations rise, and we do lots of co-creations to support the awakening and worked on lots of different sort of what we call projects with the alchemy and the first light. And then as we gathered, so on the last morning, we dress all in white. And generally, I wake up and I know that morning what's coming through, because it's usually the biggest thing of the 5 days is usually on the morning of the last day. And I don't ask in advance what it is. That's not my place. But when I woke up that morning, I could feel something really big, really, really big. And when the guides were sharing with me what it was, I couldn't believe it. I literally couldn't believe what they were telling me. Could that really be happening? Could this really be possible? And I can remember as I was sharing with the ground crew that my voice broke and I started to cry. Could this really, really be happening? And what was shared is the new consciousness was ready to be birthed. And this was barely 6 months after she had come into the womb. And that's why I was in this state of probably, you could even say, shock. And so what we decided is that we better tell the participants. We better tell them, because if I did all of this in the middle of channeling and in the middle of meditation, they'd all break down. So what we did is we shared with them, and there were so much, well, people were shocked. But there were tears, there were dances of joy, there was excitement. And once everybody knew what was coming, then the deep work began. And it took quite some time that morning, but there were countless, countless beings of light and hundreds and thousands of angelic beings, all 24 of the original creator beings. And there was unlimited source light. Unlimited source light. And there was all these beautiful energies that had been set. And let me just find where I had this. And she was birthed in the energies of love, peace, divinity, and then joy and excitement were added. But she was birthed in the energies of love, peace, and divinity. And so we got to act as midwives for the sacred birth of the new consciousness of Earth. And that was on April 7th, 2022. So just over a year and a half ago. And there were all these beings of light there to help and support the energy. There was all this beautiful, beautiful energy that was being held. Like I said, the love, the peace, and the divinity was kind of like, that was literally the energies that she was born into. And the Alchemy High Council, and there were mythical creatures and the angels and the original creator beings and many, many representatives from across the galaxy, many ascended masters and enlightened ones. And And so it was very, very, very profound. And then at 10:51 a.m. Pacific time, so not long after she'd actually been birthed, and we got to see it as an actual birth, the baby, because that's what we called her in the beginning, the baby sent her first wave of love out to humanity. And it was astounding. You could feel all this love and energy. She just sent it from the very core of her out to all of humanity. And the guide said at that time that the information would stay confidential, probably for years, possibly for years, okay? They shared that Mother Gaia would overlight the baby as she grew and eventually would share the responsibility of holding the earth for a period of time, again, you know, weeks, decades, who knows. And we were told not to disturb the baby, that she will share her name when she's chosen one, that will resonate with different languages, and that, you know, not to disturb her. But she did ask those of us that were there if she could occasionally look through our eyes so she could get a sense of what was happening here on planet Earth. So I know we, all of us that were there, agreed to that. And we felt like so blessed to be a part of this, just so blessed. And we know, and it came through later, because someone said, you know, someone in the group said, were we the only group and matrix of energy on the planet to hold energy for the birth of this consciousness, meaning the alchemy? And they shared very clearly, and I'll just read the quote. What we wish to say is that the birth of the new consciousness has come after thousands of groups and individuals have been supporting and anchoring energy. So we cannot and will not name groups, but many of you have worked with groups where you have done crystal layouts, where you have done meditation, where you have sent love, where you've done energetic clearings on the earth, where you have worked with the new earth energies. There are so many, 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 many puzzle pieces and layers. And this birth of the new current consciousness could not have happened without all of the support behind it. So that was this really profound, you know, here we happening that signaled things were changing, like the new consciousness was coming forth. We now know that Gaia is going to be leaving. And over the next 48 hours, all of these beings of light from across the galaxy kept showing up. And you could feel the energies of all these beings coming. And they shared that there would be all these teachers come from across time and space. And yes, she has full knowing of everything, but she hadn't been on planet Earth in so long. And so there were going to be all of these beautiful teachers or wise beings coming to support her. Okay. And and that was deeply, deeply profound. So if any of you have a question about that, please feel free to write in. And so I know I was, and many of us were prepared to hold that as a secret for a long time, which was like, okay, we're not to disturb her. We can't tell anybody, but wow. You know, this is so, so, so very amazing. And so that was in April of 2022. And so Christian and I, my husband, came home from the gathering, and the next week was the advanced opportunity session I do on the full moon. I had been off, and I never ask in advance, or almost never ask in advance, what it's going to be, because the guys have always shared that if I don't ask, then it leaves more possibilities, you know. So. But this day, all of a sudden, I found myself asking, you know, who's coming through for the full moon tomorrow? And I was surprised that I had asked at all. Like, that's just, that was sort of out of character. And all of a sudden, I hear this little tiny baby voice say, "I am." And then I feel like all the heavens rumbling. It's like all this energy of, oh my God, you know, like when the apple cart has been upset, and all this energy of, of all these beings of light in surprise and shock and like, oh my God, what are we going to do? So it was kind of like, oh, wow. So a few hours later, Mother Gaia came to me and said, I will be introducing the new consciousness tomorrow. And I'm like, oh my God, this is like a week after she came into the earth realms, like into being birth, so to speak, and conscious. So forget years, it was a week. And so that was on the full moon in April that she came forward and announced herself. And And so then the next month, and so we were still told not to disturb her. But the next month, she came forward again at the Advanced Opportunities Full Moon Meditation. In May, she came forward at a one-day workshop. And what was shared is that the process of regeneration of planet Earth had begun. And Mother Gaia was sharing all of this. And what she shared is that the Earth energies are beginning to regenerate, to come forth again, and that it wasn't Lemuria and Atlantis weren't returning. Okay, that the return to the original energetics, the original blueprint as a human, was also the original energetics within the earth plane, within that original physical construct of earth. And Mother Gaia shared with us that the baby is a different soul. It's a different being than she is. And the regeneration is being fueled by her presence. And so as much as it is regeneration, it will be regeneration with a twist. And eventually, what we started to call it was nuvenation. 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 So like new and part of rejuvenation. Because that's what it is. It is rejuvenation energies from the original standpoint, but a big new piece added, okay? And they shared that there would be cellular change, okay? And they brought forth earth regeneration pods for people, and they talked about how the energies in the land and the garden and the plants, all of this is starting to change. Okay, all of this is starting to change. So then in the little one, the baby, it showed up again the next month. She keeps showing up, and we were doing a session on the fear of aging, and because that seemed to be a big issue for people, and she shared that she would hold the energy to help us release it. So in that session, that's what she did. She helped hold the energy. So this is only 2 months after she's come forth. And then before the July workshop, the one-day workshop, we didn't have a name for her. I was calling her something just so I didn't have to say baby. And it was time for her to really choose her own name. And so she kept going back to Sanskrit words, and she would have me look them up and see what the translations were and what it meant now and all of these things. And we kept trying all these different words, and they were either too commonly used or, you know, it meant something that wouldn't have been appropriate anymore. So eventually what she did, oh, pardon me, the energies are rising as I yawn here. She's really present. Is that she chose the name, and she chose Karila, K-A-R-I, and then space L-A. So she took pieces of other words, so it doesn't have a specific meaning, but that is the name that she chose to go by, Okay, and I can tell you, I Googled many different names. So it was then in August, August 9th, that she actually shared on a global meditation that that is the name that she has chosen to go by. So then the next month, she showed up again at the full moon meditations, they called Advanced Opportunities. And this is now we're in September of 2022. And she came forth with Lord Melchizedek. And again, she's all about new stuff, things we've never heard of, things that, you know, she wants to try. And so what they did together was they created, well, especially her, a brand new template. Okay. And, let me just see, that merged, blended with the energies of new venation, essence of purity, and love from source, okay? And what it created was a brand new auric field, a brand new auric field. So this is the kind of stuff she's doing already, like really profound, over the top, deep things. And so she started creating that. And then a few weeks later, we were at the next gathering. And she and many of the beings of light worked on releasing some of the anchors that prevented sovereignty for people on planet Earth. And what she did at the very end is she activated the templates for sovereignty for all of humanity so that people could choose sovereignty again, that they could freely choose sovereignty again. And then a few months later, she came forward to me and said, okay, I want to do a program. So in 2023, this year, she has run a program for the year. And we finish up in December, and she called it the Advancement of Humanity. And so she's been doing this program where she is, it's hard to explain, where she is creating a new energetic in different parts of your body, different body systems, like the muscular skeletal system or the immune system or the lymphatic system or the digestive or cardiovascular system. And what she does is she finds a corresponding place on planet Earth and also creates a grid work there. Ooh. And then she creates, then she eventually connects this template she's created in our physical body with a place on planet Earth. And I can't tell you more because we haven't reached the end yet. So I don't know. I know she has something else in mind when she has done all of these pieces. But it's really been fascinating to see what's happening. And then she came through again a couple months later, and she did a session on cellular regeneration. And what she said was, what I wish to do is bring through a process and the energy required for it so that you can begin to regenerate at the cellular level specific organs or body systems within your human physical form from more of what you would call an original state. And so that one, I think we did one organ, and then I think it you can only do one organ every 3 or 6 months. Like, so this is really sort of cutting edge stuff that she's doing. And also, you know, we're a little bit of the trial. And then she talked about in April this year, she talked a lot about the aging process and how it's really a mental process, that we expect to age, and that has been a form of manipulation here on planet Earth, that has been we've been told we age, and there's all these aging products, and everyone just assumes you're going to age. That's so ingrained in our brains and in the collective consciousness that it happens pretty much to everyone. And so aging is an energetic matrix. And so she created and said, okay, we don't need this, and created personal filters that block out the aging matrix for people. Okay? So she's really been doing a lot. And when we check this April, which was basically 1 year later, when we had a gathering in Mexico, so she had been around a year. So right now she is sitting at 50-50 with Mother Gaia. So Karila holds 50% of the energy, and Mother Gaia holds 50% of the energy of the consciousness for Earth. And that is blended between them. And she shared with us that there will be her, and she's the spokesperson at this point, and a council of 12 that will eventually take over holding the consciousness and the energetics for planet Earth. And so probably none of you have heard this. She's just told me this the other day. I keep hearing it. It's the Council of Consciousness. So Karila and the Council of Consciousness. And I don't know if any of them have come forth yet. She's the only one, to my understanding, that is speaking yet. And then she's done a couple more things. Like, she's so active. So in June, she said to me that she wanted to create this program. And she told me what she wanted, and it was in cooperation with myself and Lord Melchizedek. And she asked me to set up this 5-day program. So I did. We did 5 consecutive days, and we looked at daily practices, because she wanted people to really get used to having that. And to my surprise, what they started creating is, and it took 5 days, was an energetic stability platform for us. And we've renamed it because the program was called Embracing Energetic Fitness. But once we knew what happened, and once we've experienced it, it's a divine stability platform. And it is so profound, because what happens is you go up every day. After it's been created, you have 5 to 7 days where you can't go up to it yet, but you connect with your heart, with the energies. And after that, you can go up, and you have to consciously choose to go up. And you sort of put your feet in. It's kind of cool, like almost like you're slipping into slippers or shoes, right? There's this space for you. And it helps so profoundly for me and others I know. It stops the roller coaster of energies and emotions that are going on as associated with the energies. So it gives you this space of energetic stability that I have never seen or felt before. And the days that I forget, you know, I got busy in the morning and something happened with the puppy or something, and I forget to go up, I'm going, why do I feel a little frazzled? And then I go, oh, I forgot to go up. And so this is what she and Lord Melchizedek created for us, these really cool platforms for energetic stability. And then last week, she brought through something else. Like, she's just coming forward all the time. And so she brought in new codes of light for 2024. And she downloaded into our bodies these 5 codes of light that will really activate in December. And health, happiness, hope, vitality, and abundance. And she's doing all of these different things to help prepare us, to help give us as much as we can for what's coming forth, you know, as the energies continue to build. And so when I was looking at, you know, different show topics, things I wanted to share with you, this one felt really important, and I had it later down in my schedule, but it really felt important to let people know about this right now. And she's really kind of funny because she also told me she needed her own set of crystals in the physical. And so I got in touch with a friend of mine that I get crystals from, and you know, we had to go, and these were specially picked, and they've been in store, had been in storage for a long time, and no one really has touched them. They were shipped from the where they came from, and so she's got this crystal layout in our house that nobody touches, and it's, you know, helping support the energetics of change here on the planet. And so she is really this profound being of light. And every time I connect with her and every time that I channel her, her voice is different because she's changing so much. And she's just a delight, just an absolute delight. And I feel very blessed to be part of the connection that I have with her, and that she's so active coming forth. So I would like in a few minutes to, she's happy to come through. So if anybody has any questions they want to ask or any comments about this, we're happy to take those. And as you're writing in, I will just connect with her. And go ahead, Nicole, if you have some questions already from listeners.
All the callers are just listening. And
okay.
We have two quick questions. Well, I don't know how quick they are, but the question itself is short. Angela in New York, and she's asking, why was it necessary to have a changing of the guard?
Okay. So great question. So the changing of the guard is really about the difference in unity consciousness. And Gaia was ready for something new. So Mother Gaia is really happy about this. And she, you know, we all have contracts, sacred contracts, divine contracts of what we're doing. And holding the consciousness for Earth was one of Mother Gaia's, the soul that we call Gaia. And her contract was complete. But it lines up with, as we move into the higher dimensions, it has to be a council, a collective that holds it, because an individual isn't going to be holding unity consciousness for the planet. So that's really, so that's where it comes from. And Gaia is still available. You can still talk to her. She's still here and working. And I don't have any time frames. But she's thrilled about the change because it also means something different for her own growth and shift as a soul. So that's why the change. That's why the change. And as I said, I never in a million years anticipated that. So that was a real big shocker for me. But it makes sense. Now that I've sat with it, it makes sense. We want to move, you know, the collective consciousness and humanity and Earth into the higher realms, the higher vibrations. They're all in unity consciousness. So it couldn't be a single being anymore that held the consciousness for Earth. So hopefully that makes sense.
Okay. And the other question is from Betty in Vancouver, Washington. She's asking, why was the information supposed to be held secret?
In the beginning, it was so that she could get adjusted because they didn't want, how do I say this? It's like a newborn baby, right? You don't always take them out into the public right away because you want them to be cocooned so that they can adjust to the energies in their new space in a safe environment. And so that was why it was kept quiet. So also so that there could be no attempts to thwart the birth. right? So that there could be, you know, other groups or beings that didn't want this to happen wouldn't know about it. So, but she's on her, she's very, you know, and she came in really strong and really, like, the fact that she announced herself a week later was really profound. Really, I was so surprised by that as well. So she stands on her own now, and there's no worries about any of that, nothing. Like, all of these changes are coming. That they can't be stopped at this point. The energy is too strong. She is bringing in too much, and as will the council as they come forth. So hopefully that makes sense. It wasn't to try, and it was really to allow her some time, and that ended up only being a week. So, yeah.
All right.
Are there any?
Those are the questions, and so it's back to you.
Okay, well, so let's see then if Karela, if she would like to come through now, and she might have a message, or it might just be receiving some energy. So let me just see here. I call forth on Karela when I ask you to merge. Greetings. I am Karela. And I am grateful to be present here and connect with you. And what I wish to do first is, if I may, is to touch your hearts, each of you individually listening to this here with us or on this device in other times. I wish to lay my hands on your heart and fill you up with what I call, what Anil Rai calls, and I understand, nuvination. And this is the energy of rejuvenation and the new energies that are coming through mixed together. And if you don't want it, just say so, and I will hear you. But I would like to place my hands on you and download. And we will go into the silence. What I would like to do I understand, I don't understand this, but Anil Rai does. I would like to do 5 minutes. So there will be 5 minutes of silence, but those of you that feel energy might feel my presence. Those of you that don't, know that it is happening and just set your intention to receive. And this is the new energies that is coming down everywhere on the planet in different varying degrees and amounts. But I wish to fill you up, your heart space, with it, if this is acceptable to you. And is 5 minutes acceptable, Nicole? Is this in alignment with your time?
Yes, that sounds perfect.
Beautiful. All right. So feel now as I come forth. And some of you will see me as a divine feminine, and some of you will see me as light. And I place my hands on you, and I love this music in the background, and I shall begin. And I hope that you had an experience and the download of Nuvination gently stops. And I share with you that the best thing that you can do for yourself in these days is to hold as much peace within your field and your body and to stay out of the fear. The more that you can stay out of fear and be in the vibrations of peace and joy, harmony and love, the easier it all will be for you, and the better it is for the collective consciousness of humanity. I am Karila, and I speak on behalf of the Council of Consciousness. I just find her so delightful. I hope you had a good experience with those energies.
Beautiful.
All right.
I'll just
let you know
there's 4 minutes to the top.
Okay, thank you. So just I'd like to share with you a couple of up-and-coming things that I have on my website, sparklesoflove.love. And that is on Saturday, October 14th, I'm doing a one-day workshop. And the interesting thing is I've been doing channeling and this work for 10 years now. And this is the first time ever my guides are bringing in a workshop on prosperity. And so I'm really excited about it. It's going to run, it's online. It's going to run from 9 in the morning till 3 or 3:30 in the afternoon with a lunch break. It's all recorded. And it's not on Zoom, so you don't have to, nobody sees you, and you'll get the recordings that day. So we're going to be doing clearings and activations, and there's going to be downloads and sharing, and it's always pretty profound, and I know that Karila will be part of that. And the other thing I wanted to share is on my website also you'll find right now my half-hour sessions I call clearing and clarity. So whether you want a reading, whether you want something cleared, that sort of thing. And they're available this month with two bonuses. So if you book a session, you will receive a group clearing that we're doing on October 19th. You'll be part of that as a bonus. And you will receive a $55 credit towards my shop. For any other recordings you want to put that to. So maybe a whole recording of something or partial payment towards a different type of recording or something in the Sparkles of Art, some of the art. So visit my website, and the gift is if you go to sparklesoflove.love/show, there is a free gift for you for listening here today on News for the Soul Broadcasting. So thank you, Nicole, and thank you, everybody, for being here. And I look forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks.
Looking forward to it as well. Anna Larai is all linked up at newsforthesoul.com, and we're back with more right after this.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
You're listening to News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained since January 1997. We began our 25th year in broadcasting in January 2022, and we're just getting started, exploring the edge of human consciousness and possibility on planet Earth with founder and journalist Nicole Marie Whitney at the helm. What's really real, and what's really possible? That is what we want to know. Join us at newsforthesoul.com.
newsforthesoul.com.